Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, guys. This is Lydia, the lifestyle coach. And what we do here is we end eating disorders using nothing but our own brains. And when we look at really ending eating disorders, we got to go back to like where they started. Like, where is the root? This is a first world problem, disordered eating, yo-yo dieting, binge eating, bulimia, first world problem. And a big piece of that is it's not that you have to love yourself and it's not you have to have this perfect self-esteem, but the way that we react to not feeling good about ourselves is restrictive dieting. And restrictive dieting is the number one cause of eating disorders. And so when we back it up and we see exactly where eating disorders come from and continue to roll forth, and more people have a messed up relationship with food, like I know I did for years, what's really happening here is it's in reaction to the incredible pressure that we put on especially women in our society to have ridiculous standards of forever youth, forever ideal beauty, forever being tall and white, and there you go. Like, so there's so much sexism and racism and everything wrapped up into this. And one way that we see that this is manifesting is, I mean, one, just look around everywhere. You see that it's unacceptable for women to be anything but one certain size and very, very thin, one certain age and very, very young, and getting younger all the time, which is kind of creepy. But one place that we can really see this is in the beauty industry, right? And in the beauty industry, this is something where it's constantly being pushed this message of like, okay, you know, you're not good enough here, and you need to do this, and you need to, you know, adjust this. And the sort of media that comes out. So essentially the video today about 10 ways how to be instantly more attractive is in direct rebellion to a video that I saw on YouTube, and by saw, I meant scrolled by. So you know what? I apologize if the maker of this video was just like 10 ways of, you know, how to just be a wonderful, you know, positive influence on others and yourself and how to just be self-assured in you. If it was sort of like how my video is, not really about that, but about something else, then I apologize. But what it seemed like was is that I saw this video that just had like millions of views, and it was obviously just directed at women of little ways that they can change themselves right now to look more attractive to others, you know, adjust your ponytail this way or whatever it is, right? I just think that's kind of dumb. We spend so much of our lifetime thinking of how we are viewed by others and thinking of how we can make that view a little more acceptable for the people around us so that we can get a little more privilege or a little more worth or a little more respect. And it's based off of our physical appearance. Let's go to the 10 ways to be instantly more attractive to yourself. Okay, number one, stand up for someone. We live in a world where everyone is talking about everybody else, and the things that are negative get even more press and even more attention. And so think of the boldness and think of the respect for yourself and think of the power that you step into when you stand up for someone. That may be a friend that you hear people talking about in a negative way or some sort of judgmental way. It may just be something as simple as speaking up and saying, you know what? Yeah, that's got to be hard for her. It happens to us all. And just let that be there for a second, right? It doesn't have to be confrontational if you don't want it to. You can just simply state your truth. Okay, another example of that is, you know what? Who we gossip about all the time are celebrities. For some reason, when we put people in, you know, some category, then all of a sudden we can judge them on the way that they look and the choices that they make. These are just other humans, right? It's like humans talking about humans in a positive or negative way, and a lot of times that gossip is negative. What if the next time somebody brought up, oh, I can't believe that this celebrity is doing that. I can't believe that she wore that. Oh, I can't believe that she's gained this weight. Oh, I can't believe that she's lost this weight. All of this commentary that we have on people in the public eye. What if we just said something like, oh, you know what? Yeah, that's got to be hard. It's probably not easy to be in the public eye all the time. Just let your truth be there and shift the dynamic of everyone around you by you standing up for someone. All right. Number two, smile. I don't mean this in a cheesy way, like, oh, smile, or like smile when you don't feel like it. I'm talking about not for anyone else. I'm talking about by yourself, for yourself, just smiling to yourself, just because you're happy and you're leaning into it and you're letting the vulnerability of joy be part of your life. I'm talking about, you know, letting yourself be happy, letting yourself be grateful. I'm talking about wanting to be happy. And so you start that with a smile. And this is just for you, by yourself, for yourself, for no one else, just to smile because you're happy or you would like to cultivate that in your life. Okay. Number three, say no to something. We are taught so much to say yes, and you're not okay if you don't say yes. You're not polite if you don't say yes, and people won't like you if you don't say yes. Say no to something. It's okay. You don't have to make an excuse for it. You can just simply say no. And it doesn't have to be a big, bold, scary no unless you want it to be, and that's fine too. But saying no, some tools for that are just like next time somebody asks you to do something that you don't want to do, maybe you don't really have time. Maybe that's going to spread you really thin. Maybe it's something that you know that you're going to resent later, but you just feel the obligation to say yes. You can just say, you know what? I would love to help you, but it's just not going to work out today. So no, thank you. That's it. You can just say no. And you know what? If you have people in your life that aren't going to like you anymore because you don't always say yes, there might be a little bit of an adjustment, but you might want to evaluate those relationships in your life. It can be some really good clarity. All right. Number four, go a whole day without apologizing. We say sorry all the time. We say sorry to strangers in the grocery store that we walk too close to. We say sorry to people when it's not our fault. We say sorry. We just apologize. We carry a sorry with us so much. When we're not happy with how we look or what our bodies are, we literally step into a room with an apology. I'm sorry you have to look at this. I'm sorry that I'm the size that I am. What if we just practiced ending the sorries? What if we practiced ending the apologies? Now, there are things that can happen that probably need an apology, that probably need a sorry, but they're probably 1% of the things that we're actually apologizing for. And let's even go to the extreme. Let's say that there is something where you legitimately should apologize. You know what? You could not say sorry and you could just state the fact of what's happening and it would be just as good. Like, oh, hey, I can see that I hit your bike. I want to make it right. What can I do to help? There's no apology in there. It's just a statement of you're going to take responsibility for what happened. But it doesn't have to be, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. So go a whole day without apologizing. See if you can do it. If you can't do it today, see what was in the way. See what you need to do to be able to do it tomorrow. What if you did that experiment? Okay. Number five, wear something because you like it and because you want to. Instead of looking through your closet in the morning and think of what's going to hide me best, what's going to be the most slimming, what are other people going to like the most, what do I have to wear because of my shape, how do I dress because I'm curved this way and so now I'm confined to these sorts of clothes? Pick out something and wear it because you like it. Because you like how it looks. Maybe you don't even especially like how it looks on you. You just think it's a cool thing. Wear it. See what happens. Have a day where you wear something just because you want to, just because it's something that you think is cool. All right. Six, make a face in a picture. Next time you take a selfie, next time you're in a group, make a different face. It can be a funny face. It can just be a different version of you. But we tend to have like this one face that we do, our picture face. Like, you know, we can just literally cut our face out of a picture and just paste it on any other picture because we have the face that's at the right angle and that we think makes us look best and we think will be pleasing to others the most or we'll think, you know, won't distract from other people. What if you just made a different version of your face? Because in a picture, if you look the same all the time, then that doesn't really express all the different facets of who you are. You make different expressions all day long. You make faces with your kids. You make faces with the people that you love. You have a different face for strangers. You have a different face for work. Like, what if you tried on one of those other faces in a picture, captured something that was just another version of the many versions of who you are? All right. Number 7. Walk down a crowded street with so much confidence that people move out of your way. Let's talk about that. Notice, go and observe first. Notice how on a crowded street, there are people with more privilege and confidence, usually white men, and when they walk, people move out of their way because they don't even think about it. They're just walking, they're doing their thing, and they're used to people getting out of their way so they can be on their path. What if you instilled that confidence? What if you just did the experiment and instead of being, oh, sorry, and moving across the way to make room for someone else, what if you just had so much confidence, head held up high, stride in a way like you mean it, and just walk, assuming that you're not the one that always has to get out of the way, assuming that your path is important. Now, this is symbolic in a lot of ways, but it's also just a cool, fun social experiment to be able to go out and instill that confidence of being able to walk with such power that people can feel that, like, oh, they're on their way somewhere. Oh, okay, you better let them go. And it's just a natural thing. It's probably not even in people's consciousness. When they see that confidence, they just react to it. But it's going to be a cool thing for you to be instantly more attractive to yourself, to really step into your power, to see yourself being able to do that. All right. Number 8, subscribe to some new body acceptance, body positive feed on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, something that is uplifting, something that doesn't make you feel bad about yourself, that helps you feel good about yourself. Now, if you have a concept in your mind of like, oh, well, if I tried to accept my body, then I would just always be in this body and I would just be, you know, unhealthy and happy and, you know, nothing's going to change. We're not going to go over that today, but know that that is one of the worst strategies, is to try to make yourself feel bad in order to change. Wear tight pants all day so you'll be motivated to not eat dessert. Oh, you know, say bad things about yourself or be really self-deprecating because that's really going to motivate you to change. That's literally getting you the opposite result of what you want. So if that's not familiar to you, there are more videos that specifically go into that. But really moving into that body acceptance, that body positivity is one of the best ways to be able to cultivate a mindset where you can actually start, you know, being more in touch with yourself and get to the place where you can be more and more free with food. It's all connected. Okay, so number 9, take yourself on a date. How many times do we plan special outings around other people? And you know what? Yeah, that's great. That's a fun thing to do. We can go out and we can cultivate our relationships with other people, and it's fun to plan that. But when was the last time that you just did that for you? When was the last time that you just took yourself out on a date, planned something special for you and just you, ate out at a place that you like the food, saw a movie that only one opinion matters in what you choose, go out to a location that is something that is just completely appealing to you? When was the last time that happened? And if it hasn't yet, wouldn't that be fun to do that? Plan a date for yourself, just like you would another, get a babysitter if you need. You would for a different kind of date, right? So go and just be with you. Spend some time getting to know who you are, what you like, and really cultivating that amazing relationship with the one person that will always be there. The one person that will be there 100% of the time for the rest of your life. Cultivate your relationship with that person. Okay, number 10, decide on something that you want and get it today. I'm not kidding, get it today. So that might not be your dream job or your perfect relationship. You can still absolutely have those things, but maybe that's not going to happen in the next 24 hours. But if you want 5 minutes of just peace and quiet, or if you want a delicious piece of chocolate cake, or if you want to go to bed early, or if you just want some time where you can just drive for a minute and not think of anything else or anyone else, if you want some time where you can just soak in the bath, whatever it is, what would you want? What is something that you want, and enjoy the wanting of it, and then get it. Pick something that you know that you can get today, something that you know that you can guarantee to yourself today, and then notice the feeling and the joy of getting what you want and being able to have that pattern in your life of, that's what I want and that's what I'm going to get, and look, I got it. Case closed, more evidence for I get what I want, and that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So those are 10 ways to be instantly more attractive. to yourself, which isn't that so important? So for those of you who are on this channel and watching this because you want to be able to improve your lives and improve your relationship with food and really just improve your relationship with yourself, you can have a free session with our team, and that is at
lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session.
And you can get a free session with our team. We're happy to help you with the foundational step to really getting this problem with food fixed in your life, if that's something that you struggle with. If you don't, and you're just here for fun, cool. We're glad that you're here. You can subscribe at lydiavideo.com for weekly videos every Monday. But so glad that you guys are here. And this is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah.
Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step. Pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. 1, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. 2, what isn't working with your approach. And 3, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!